Blog Talk Radio.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
You are listening to Travel Talk with Kelly Morgan Mealy, Chief Guide at TheBucketListRetreats.com. Kelly is the curious host who takes us along as we learn the ins and outs of travel to fascinating places that tap into our hearts and turn us into lifelong travelers, adventurers, and wanderers. Now, our friend in travel, Kelly.
Welcome, everyone. This is Kelly Morgan Mealy with Bucket List Retreats. And this is our radio show, Travel Talk, on the eWomen Radio Network. And if you are a member of eWomen Network, or you're a coach or a yogi, a personal trainer, you own a gym, or some type of an entrepreneur with a course or a program that you teach, you are going to want to pay particular attention to today's show. Today, we are going to talk about retreats. In my business of organizing retreats, I run across the most amazing retreat centers all around the world with even more amazing proprietors whose life goal it is to offer their guests the ultimate in retreating. Let me tell you, the trickle-down effect to you and your attendees is a beautiful thing. And it just results in a win-win for all concerned. At Bucket List Retreats, one of the number one things I get asked by you or retreat leaders is, how can I afford to have you organize my retreat? Well, today, our guest and I are going to answer these questions for you about how a retreat can be something that you can offer to your clientele or your following or your tribe, and make something really special. So today, we want to open up to you the opportunities presented to you by taking your tribe or following on a destination retreat. We have with us today on the show, Louise Abbott of The Camp. Hello, Louise.
Hey, Kelly, how are you?
Great. Thank you so much for joining me on Travel Talk. I wanted to talk to you about your beautiful retreat center in Ontario, Canada, and tell everyone what it's like to take a retreat center and build it from the floor up. So this is something that you've been through recently, am I correct?
It's actually something we're continuing to go through because we will be ready for rental for retreat leaders July 2017. So currently we're in the thick of it. And yes, it's an up and down and all around kind of thing to create a retreat that is going to appeal to everybody. But we really feel that we have the experience and we're putting love into it. And we're talking to retreat leaders all over the world about what they want in the perfect retreat. So our goal is to, by July, have a perfect venue for everyone.
And I happen to think that you being in Canada is a big plus for us in America because the American dollar is very strong in Canada right now. And you're very close. No one's afraid to fly to Canada. Sometimes flying to different parts of the world can be scary. And it's just nice to go up north to our close neighbors where we seem to know each other pretty well. So I just think that's a great thing. Now, in my research on Louise, I found out that you went to a retreat for the Desire Map, a Desire Map retreat. And if you don't know, any of our listeners don't know what the Desire Map is, go ahead and Google that and check it out. It's a big phenomenon really around the United States, and a lot of people have become Desire Map trainers or teachers. And I'd like to start with you talking to us about that retreat that you took in the Desire Map and how that clarified some things for you as to what you were going to do at the camp. Is that a good place to start?
Yeah, it's a great place to start because it's really where it all began for me. My husband and I owned a cottage in Northern Ontario, and it was a big cottage because it was an old boys' camp. We ended up buying it through many different circumstances, and the whole story is on our website if you need more details. And I've always felt it was a special place. It's been a great place for our children to grow up. It's been a great place for our friends and families to create traditions. It's got a wonderful feeling and a great vibe, and I've always felt that it was destined to be continued to be shared with people from everywhere, with many, many different people. So fast forward to me doing this retreat in actually Northern Ontario as well. I was somewhat interested in doing it because I wanted to just check out the cottage, and in all honesty, I didn't really know what the desire map was. I felt that I was going to go and have a good time for 4 days, meet some people, have some good food, and that's really the only expectation I had. Then I did the desire map with Amanda Willett, who's a lovely lady up here who runs retreats in Ontario, and discovered that it really turned my entire world upside down. It's quite profound. It looks at your core desires and needs. Mine were serendipity, harmony, inspiration, freedom, and tranquility, which ironically spelled the word shift. And it dawned on me that my career was standing in my way of what my true dreams and desires were, which was to create our cottage, our family cottage, and recreate it into a retreat location for people all over the world to come and spread their word, whether it's the desire map or whatever they're teaching, any spirituality, music, anything. And that is how the course was set. And then my mind started moving forward, and it's never stopped.
And how did that make you feel? Or was it like a day that you just thought, this is it, I'm going to, or did you have to discuss it with your family? Just all of those questions. How was it a realization suddenly, an aha moment? How did that come to you?
It was quite a revelation. It dawned on me the minute, I think Amanda and I looked at this SHIFT acronym, and she said, well, what does this say to you? What is it telling you? And I said, "What right now what I'm doing is standing in my way of what I actually want to do. And then it was a full-on aha moment. There were tears, there was laughter, there was jumping around, hugging. There was a lot of stuff happening. And then on my way home, of course, the wheels were really turning. And I knew in my heart exactly what I wanted to do. And that was create and build this retreat center. And then I had to go home and tell my husband that his whole entire world was just about to change. And I did. And he's used to me. I am a person who understands my own feelings. And with the help of the desire map, I got very focused very fast. And so it wasn't that difficult to talk him into it either, because I think he believes in me and understands my drives and choices, and he's very supportive, thank the Lord, because he is supportive, and he has just hopped on that wagon and joined me for the ride.
And because he's been going to the camp or attending since he was a young child, right?
Well, yes, it was actually him. He went, his father was involved in the Boys Brigade camp, which is what this camp was originally, which was all over the world in the 50s and 60s. And Philip, of course, with his father, ended up going as a camper, and then he ended up being a counselor there for quite a few years, and then it went under in Ontario, the land was still owned, so Philip and I met him, he and I started renting it and having huge parties out of there, big bands and a lot of fun. Oh my good God, there are some stories I could tell you about those days. And then everything sort of came together, and again, this place has been special for Philip for years and then became very special to me, and again, serendipity kicked in.
Right, and that's what I'm thinking. You must have just wanted to share it also. It sounds like you guys have always shared it.
We always have, and it's And it's meant to share, and we have. We've always had our friends, their children have grown up. Their children are always like, please, if you're doing anything, don't sell it. Just, you know, yeah. Do something they don't want. Their traditions are here. You know, they're in their 20s. They want to bring their children. And so it is a very special place for us, and it is meant to be open to give people the good feelings that it delivers every single time.
Well, great, and I want everyone to know that in the description of the show today, we do have links to your website and links to the Facebook page, but we're about to take a commercial break right now. But when we get back, Louise is going to talk more about exactly the area, the natural beauty, and how we, I shouldn't say we, but I include myself because she's asked me and other retreat leaders what we want to see at a retreat center as she's designing hers. It's really a cool way of setting up a retreat center. So we'll go into that, dive into that when we get back.
Are you a retreat leader? Bring your tribe and visit us at the camp on Lake Muskoka in Ontario, Canada. A beautiful, serene, spiritual place guaranteed to make your guests feel safe and comfortable. Opening July 2017, we are taking bookings now at www.thecamp.ca. Contact me, Louise, to join our Facebook group to tell us about your favorite or not so favorite retreat venue experiences. We are asking leaders from all over the world to give us feedback so we can give you exactly what you need. Plus, if you participate, you could win 3 free days with us on your first retreat booking. Hope to see you soon.
This year at Bucket List Retreats, we are featuring women's retreats in Tulum, Mexico, Portland, Oregon, Marrakesh, Morocco, and our co-ed adventure to Machu Picchu, Peru. Go to bucketlistretreats.com. Join our travel club for inside tips, fun travel conversation, and freebies only available in email. Bucket List Retreats. Where do you want to go? Now back to Travel Talk with Kelly Morgan Mealy.
You're connected to the EWN Radio Network.
Hello again. Welcome back, everyone. Thank you again for listening to Travel Talk. I am your hostess, Kelly Morgan Murley. And if you missed the beginning of today's show, please go back when you have a minute to hear how a retreat on core desires led our guest, Louise Abbott, and her husband, Philip, to transform their little piece of heaven, their family cottage, into a retreat center for all of us, known as The Camp, a new retreat center out of Ontario, Canada, on Lake Muskoka. This is the type of transformational story that I love. It's what happens or occurs when you give yourself the space or the time for it to happen. I've seen it happen to people. Louise has seen it happen to herself. And I found my calling in creating these types of transformational trips and retreats for others. So welcome back, Louise.
Thanks, Kelly.
Let's talk more about the logistics of getting to the camp. Most folks would fly into Toronto and then transport 2 hours north of there, right, Louise?
Yes. So it's easy transportation. We even have an airport up there that for small planes, if you have those private planes. Then, yes, two hours north. And in a gorgeous area of northern Ontario, it's called, the town is called Gravenhurst. The area is Muskoka, and there's a group of lakes. You know, if you arrived in the afternoon, you'd be there by mid-afternoon, no big deal.
Perfect. Just in time for dinner.
Right, for a great dinner and a welcome cocktail, if that's how you roll.
Wonderful. Well, I know that we have a lot of people on my show that could possibly offer a retreat in their business. So when you started organizing the retreat center, you wanted to know exactly what we wanted to see as far as double occupancy, singles, a yoga studio, that type of thing. Can you tell us how that's worked out for you?
So what we've designed from our retreat is it will sleep 14 people, probably ultimately 16, but currently with the first reno phase one, it will sleep 14 people. That's including, we're guesstimating two retreat leaders, so 12 guests.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a big, huge common area. It has a big, huge field and a walkway. It has a big, huge beachfront with a big fire pit. We'll have a yoga pagoda. We'll have, we're in the currently building a lot of fun. We're building a labyrinth for meditation. We're landscaping. The rooms are designed, yes. And this is what's been going on, just as an aside. We have been lucky enough to have a private Facebook page where we've accumulated a lot of, retreat leaders from all over the world. And essentially, it's like a tiny little mastermind where I say, okay, should I put dividers in the bedrooms? And a woman, Sarah Ann, who's become a good friend of mine in the U.S., said to me, no, don't put dividers in the rooms, because when you do a retreat, you're a little out of your element.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to stay out of your element. You don't want people to have a place to full-on escape to. So sort of private rooms aren't available. A shared room is available. And, yes, you can, of course, retreat to your room if you need to, but there's nowhere to hide.
Right.
And interestingly, I would have put, a divider. And
right.
So now I will not put a divider, because the consensus from the other retreat leaders was, yes, no divider. And so these are the really key important things that we're learning is exactly what retreat leaders need to make their retreats even better for their guests and for their purposes.
I think that's great, because as someone who organizes retreats, I am in the midst of organizing it, and it's just so wonderful to know that the retreat center has all of their ends covered, and all I have to do is get the people there and maybe have the agenda set up for the week. But my concern is really taking care of the attendees until they get to the retreat center. And then once I get them there, if it is a dynamic retreat center, there's really not much for me or for another hostess to do, host or hostess. So if you're someone who wants to take a group of people on retreat, what we do a lot of times is have you bring an assistant and set up your course so that you can also have time off while on retreat. But the main thing is that your attendees are getting top-notch care.
Louise and I met in Marrakesh, Morocco, when we were both on a retreat about retreats. We stayed at the beautiful hotel compound outside of Marrakesh, known as the Peacock Pavilion. Bucket List Retreats will be running a retreat there in October of 2016. Join us if you would like to go to this magical land and see how something like this could benefit you. My knowing that Louise and I both appreciated that same type of luxury, and she told me she was building her own retreat center, I knew that it would be, her center would be on the level of luxury travel that I like and want to offer to my attendees. So Louise, is there anything I've missed or anything else that you want to be sure and let our listeners know about?
Well, the summers are beautiful and hot. There are not igloos up here, just despite what currently it may be igloos. The other thing I'd like to say, because I've done retreats before in the past, I fully understand that exactly what you just said. The easier we make it for retreat leaders, then the more the guests have their focus. And they can, develop an excellent program for their people. So what we are doing, and we know when you're flying into another country, you need to have people on site or very local that can supply you with some things. So we have and are in the process of compiling and happily testing out half of these services. But I have got local vegan chefs. I have you know, 100-mile chefs. I have artists that can come in. I have speakers, motivational and otherwise. I have people who do the desire map. I have a woman who does this incredible thing on the paddles, stand-up paddle boards, where she does a whole mermaid thing with women, and it's so empowering and so wonderful. And it can be done on our bay, and it is so much fun because you literally wear a mermaid tail. And so, seriously, it is like a fantastic. And if you choose to learn how to sup, she'll come and she'll do yoga on the sup boards, or she'll teach you how to sup. We have kayaks. We have the lakefront. It's just, there's so much to do. And what we will have is a list that we'll send to retreat leaders with phone numbers and contact information for them to put their program together. And our whole goal here is to make it easy
for everybody. That really appeals to me as a list maker at Bucket List Retreats. I want to just see a list. Oh, yes, let's do this, let's do this, let's do this. And then I get up a price for that of the retreat center, the food, and any the transportation from, say, Toronto. And then I add my cost onto the top, and that is how we come up with the price to charge attendees. In case you're wondering, a lot of people do wonder, and that is how we do it. So it's not something where you have to come up with a chunk of change to employ someone like myself at Bucket List Retreats, or even with Louise directly at the camp. Say that this is something you want to handle all by yourself, you certainly can. There's ways to do it, and this is how you do it. You find a beautiful retreat center. You put together a magnificent course or for your retreat, and this is how you get people to go with you to destinations and offer a transformational retreat, not something where you're just in four white walls, you're not really sure where you're at because the place doesn't recognize the outside at all. So Louise, thank you so much for being with us today on Travel Talk.
Thanks so much for having me, Kelly. It was fun.
All right. And we will see you around. And if anyone wants any information on the camp, feel free to contact me or Louise, and we would be happy to talk to you about it.
Remember that the links to both the camp and Bucket List Retreats are in the description of the show. I really appreciate everyone taking the time to listen today. I am so excited about some fantastic authors whose travel stories of transformation I've been able to talk them into coming on the show and sharing those stories with you. So look forward to a really exciting summer as we listen to these stories, get inspired ourselves, and start writing our bucket lists, or start writing out your retreat and how you want it to go, what you want to offer to your clients, to your customers, to your tribe. And let's get it figured out. It's a big, beautiful world out there. And the funny thing that I notice is that the top place on your bucket list often coincides with what you teach or what your special power is, what it is that you bring to this magnificent earth. So when you put those two things together, you end up with a retreat or a trip that is so exciting, your customers and your clients can rarely say no. They just say, sign me up, tell me when, how much is it going to cost? Thank you, everyone. Have a beautiful day. Have a beautiful week. And I will see you again here next week on Travel Talk. Bon voyage.
This is the EWN Radio Network.